and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart. Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg is so much more than power sports. Jay's has Triton trailers, Intense Electric Assist mountain bikes, Mahindra tractors, Triumph motorcycles, Bad Boy lawnmowers, and Cub Cadet mowers. Jay's Power Center services what it sells and everything else. Jay's Power Center has a huge inventory of new and used equipment on hand. Come in or call 768-3297 today. Jay's Power Center Reedsburg is ready to help you get you and your family outside and ready to enjoy.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Well, like dominoes, those Iowa Grand Highland wrestlers just post third place victories and will be on the medal stand as this tournament continues. This evening, the session starts at 5:30 with the Parade of Champions. And then the finals matches in all three divisions for the boys and also the girls' championships wrestled right alongside of them. The doors will open, I think I heard, at 4:30, David.
Yep.
Earlier I had said 5, but if you're planning on coming down, you can get in the building by 4:30. And it's going to be noisy, I'm sure, as we get ready for the state finals tonight. We have a number of wrestlers from our area that will be going for state championships, including Ethan Hady of Richland Center, Brody Meese of Riverdale, 3 wrestlers from Mineral Point, 3 more from Fenimore, or 4, including Rachel Schauer. Dodgeville has 4 wrestlers going for championships, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, Elliot Zipa of Iowa Grand Highland, Aiden Grudenfelder of Peck Argyle, and we'll have plenty to watch tonight. They always keep it interesting for us. We're blessed in our area of the state to have some great wrestling. Just before break, we had a couple of disappointing ends to the tournament for seniors Pete Perkins of Richland Center and Riley Wanick of Riverdale. Both lost their final high school matches and placed 6th here at the state tournament, but they'll be taking home medals as well. Emerson Mullen, another senior, ended on a winning note for Iowa Grand Highland, taking the third place medal at 165 pounds in Division 3. There are a handful of matches still going on, including one involving Jack Simmons of Prairie du Chien at 285 pounds in Division 2. He trails Willie Graham of Stanley Boyd. I wonder if they ever call him Billy. No, it's Willie Graham, and he has a 3-1 lead over Jack Simmons. Mason Lane of Lodi, Patrick Moore of Freedom are wrestling. Moore with a 1-0 lead. Could get noisy up here shortly. It's third period action, and we are in the middle of the Freedom cheering section. And other than that, David, maybe I can do a little recapping while you keep an eye on what's happening down there. We brought it up to 138 pounds. We're in Division 1. Emily Anderson of West Salem Bangor picked up a 5th-place medal. Nice victory for her. West Salem Bangor only had 2 boys here in the tournament. They were both eliminated on Thursday night in preliminary round matches, but the West Salem Bangor crowd has enjoyed a good tournament from Emily Anderson. She is a senior and takes home a 5th-place medal for the girls. Cameron Finch of Toma, a junior, places 6th at 144 pounds in Division 1. Division 2 at 144. Drew Hurd of Prairie du Chien wins the third-place medal with a 5-4 victory over Dorshorst of Lodi. Braden Dorshorst of Lodi, a junior, places 4th here at state. Division 3 at 144, Zach Moline of Aquinas scores a win over freshman Brock Kinderman of Iowa Grand Highland. Kinderman 4th as a freshman for Coach Ryan Allen and Iowa Grand Highland's wrestling co-op. At 150 pounds, Sam Zanton, a sophomore from Middleton, takes home a 6th-place medal in Division 1. Joe Lomer of Broadhead Judah is 6th in Division 2. And in Division III from our area, Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Glen Highland takes third. They really like Tyson Imhoff, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to get noisy up here from the Freedom crowd.
Yeah.
Tyson Imhoff, third for Iowa Grand Highland. Siler Zansevich, fourth for Fenimore at 150. Now, were they cheering for Patrick Moore or their heavyweight or both? That might have been a double dose.
Yeah, I'm not sure who was down there on mat three, is whoever it was.
I think that was Patrick Moore at 175 pounds. And then Vanderheiden, the heavyweight. Yep. Oh, now they cheer just at the mention of the name Patrick Moore. Moore cheering from the Freedom crowd. At 152 pounds for the girls, I don't think we've mentioned yet, but what a great tournament from Brittany Fretch, freshman from River Ridge. Brittany Petchy, I should say. She had a 7-6 win over Haley Wieser of Southern Door. And with that win, Petchy of River Ridge takes third place here at state. 157 pounds, the only wrestler in the tournament from the greater Madison area, Damiano Capellini, was seated second. He finished third in his weight class with a win in the third place match. 157 pounds in Division II, Maddox Doble of Darlington Blackhawk posted a 7-0 win as he captures third place. The Doble brothers both finish in third. We'll talk about Braylon in just a moment. Or that was Braylon. I can't read my writing. That was Braylon Doble with a win at 157, and Maddox followed up with a win at 165. So congratulations to the brothers. They both place at state here for Darlington Blackhawk. Their teammate Owen Seffrud will be going for a state title this evening. 157 pounds in Division III. David called the action for you as Jackson Bussey, a sophomore from Iowa Grand Highland, won his third place match 4-0 over Tyler Sunday of Clear Lake. That pretty much brings me up to date on what I have in my program, unless you'd like to add something. What's going on down on the floor of the Cole Center?
Well, the only thing I can see right now is we have a problem.
Oh, boy.
They show Grant Matthews in the hole on both mat 7 and mat 8. I'm not sure how he's going to do that.
Well, you think we have a problem. He's got one.
Yeah. Right now, down on the mat, he's wide on of Fenimore, hanging on to a 1-0 lead here, 1 minute to go in the second period. After him comes up Cody Brocktop and then Grant Matthews, depending on what mat they put him on. They still show him on two different mats in the hole. Other than that, out there is Blake Peary. He's going on mat 5, waiting for his opponent, Thomas from Peshtigo. So Blake's down there in his T-shirt just staying warm. It looks like the Peshtigo wrestler is now approaching the mat. There he shows up pulling his top on and still hang 10, or excuse me, a 1-0 lead with 10 seconds. At the end of the second period here, it's near the end of the second period as they go out of bounds. We're waiting for Grant Matthews to be available here on a mat. And there's the end of the second period for Wyatt Onan. Wyatt Onan, senior, up against Noah Lucio, also a senior from Stratford. And of a potentially dangerous stoppage for Onan. He's in the top, and he had the leg right in, and Lucio was standing up, and Onan was draped over the top. Looks like Blake Peary and Connor Thomas are starting their match here. As Blake and Thomas are on their feet battling for takedowns. Blake is working that Russ and Ty. Nice circle on the edge of the mat, and they're going to go. Well, Wyatt on his match is still 1-0, and we're into the third period. On and on the top with a leg try, trying to get a tilt there, trying to close his shoulders to the mat. Jesus Gonzalez from Reedsburg Area Schools will be on deck on mat one. Blake Theory is taking the lead in his match. He got the one-point escape here early in the second period. Well, we'll see if Grant ends up on mat eight. They show him in the hole, but beyond deck is nobody. So my guess is he's going to stay on mat seven. There'll be a couple matches, but we'll have Brock Hop before Grant. Blake Terry's match, however, is still 1-0, and Wyatt Onan has got some near fall added to his, so he's up 4-0, and we're down to 15 seconds to go, 4-1 now, as Lucio got the escape. So it's looking like the senior from Fenimore will finish his high school career with a third-place medal.
He'll be busy next weekend, too.
True, yep. Forgetting about Team State next weekend, and there is the final for Wyatt Onan, 4-1. That's going to open up for Bodie Brockhop as he's out there ready to go. Blake Theory, meanwhile, is down to 40 seconds to go in the second period, and he still has a 1-0 lead. He got the escape early in this period, but neither wrestler has been able to get much offense going throughout this period. Now Bodie Brockhop is out on the mat. Grant Matthews will be up after this match. You got a caution. Official fault start there. Both guys, official fault. He admitted to it. Adam Guthrie out there. Blake Theory is closing seconds of the second period, still with a 1-0 lead. And Bodie's opponent is Caden Angel from Cornell, Gilman, Lake Holcomb, a freshman at 215, up against Bodie Brockhop, who is a junior. Similar records. Bodie's record is 34-12. Angel's record is 38-12. Blake Theory starting the third period, and he's in the top position. Brockhop's match is down to 14 seconds in this period. At the end of the first period here, wrestling for third place, Division III, 215 pounds, sees a 0-0 score. Blake Theory, meanwhile, is looking like he's getting some near fall. He's got a minute to go in the third period, and that is a third-place match. Just a few matches. There's three going on, and there's four to go after that. Blake Theory did not get any near fall. I was surprised. There he's ordered the three. There's the three near fall for Blake Theory of Prairie du Chien. He's down to 27 seconds. Meanwhile, Bodie Brockhop is midway through the second period, still 0-0 score. Bodie was a number two seed. His opponent, Caden Angel, is the number 11 seed. is not a bad weekend for Angel from Parnell, Gilman, Lake Holcomb, 11th seed wrestling for third place. Blake Thurry is a final. He is the winner by a score of 4-0, Division II, 215 pounds. Well, this is a weight class where he was seated fifth, and he took third. So good for him. Good job. I'm sure he was a little bit miffed at the number five seed. It's understandable based on previous state place finishes for the wrestlers seated above him, but he did a good job of weathering that and coming through with another win and placing third for Prairie du Chien at 215 pounds.
Yep. Cody Brockhoff is 20 seconds goal in the first period. No score on the board, and a warning has just been awarded to Angel. Well, Jesus Gonzalez is up there on mat one, and he has a 2-0 lead at the end of the period. We have two matches going on and two on deck. So we're down to our final four matches here. And at the end of that second period, still 0-0, Rockhop and Angel. Doors will open at 4 p.m.
They keep moving it up.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be here before that.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of catching up with our brackets to finalize here. And
we don't have to worry about people taking our seats.
No.
We're going to beat them in here.
Cody is still a 0-0 tie here. Well, Jesus is in a 2-1 battle there. 1:30 to go in the second period. Jesus Gonzalez of Research Area. Cody Brockhop, the junior from Highland. He is working hard to try to get some near fall here. Trying to do a cross face. He's got a leg hook near the edge of the mat, right in front of the score table. There, now he's got the shoulders exposed. Got him stretched out there. I'm not quite sure if he's getting near fall there. It's hard to see. The official is between us and them. Nothing has been pulled. There's some near fall awarded. He did get two out of that, so nice job there for Bodie as he stays in control on the top. Angel is able to work up to all fours and go off the edge of the mat. They're going to have to reset here with 51 seconds. Gonzalez is hanging on to a 2-1 lead here. 30 seconds, they go off, and as they go off the mat, Jesus ends up on his back. Nothing hurt there, though. He's still up by one. Both guys on their feet. 29 seconds in the second.
Earlier this afternoon, not all that long ago, actually, Sam Schwengels of Parkview Albany came up lame in the last minute or so of his match against Fenimore's Wyatt Honan. Schwengels medically forfeited out of the fifth-place match and will take sixth place here for Parkview Albany.
Cody Brockhop is down to 20 seconds in the match. He's enjoying a 2-0 lead here as he's been in complete control in this period on the top side. Keeping Angel more or less flattened out the entire period, working the head, good tight waist ride. Our Angel tries to do a Granby roll, but he's just going to run out of time. Hard-fought victory for Bodie Brockhop. 2-0, Division III, 215 pounds. Third place finish. I believe that's now going to allow Grant Matthews to get on the mat.
Finally. And he has his choice. There's about seven mats out there he can choose from.
And he's going to go on mat seven. So they get set there. Neither wrestler can wear the leg bands.
Kane Otto of Coleman, the senior, is his opponent.
Right off the bat, Grant's going in for his double underhook. Now he snaps it to a head snap, spins, got the hands on the mat. There's the two takedowns, and we are 11 seconds into the match, and he scores. Talked about that with Coach Jeff Campbell, and in no time, Grant is on the ball, and he's aggressive and quick.
And we get to watch him for two more years.
Yeah.
This is fun.
Yeah. got the takedown. Now he's got to work to get a breakdown here as Otto Coleman trying to get a hand control, but Grant's trying to go right through the half and lift the ankle. Coleman's able to come to his feet, turns and faces Grant. This might be a match where Grant might have to wrestle the entire 6 minutes. This guy's got a little bit of height on him, and it looked like there when they're on the mat that Grant wasn't quite comfortable wrestling on top against him. But we'll see here as they proceed the match. But at the end of one, it's a 2-1 lead for Grant. Jesus Gonzalez of Reedsburg area is a winner. Takes home third place for the Beavers by a score of 8-2. That's Division I, 215 pounds. So congratulations to Jesus and the Reedsburg program.
8-2?
8-2. Thank you. Oh, Grant's got himself on his back here as he's able to roll out of that. Luckily, I don't think he's given up any near fall there. Control is still going to end up being Grant as he was able to roll through that and follow through. Oh, I'm sorry. I got that backwards. He's on the bottom, but he did not give up near fall. I thought he was still on top there, but the official raised the wrong color for who was in control there. But Grant is in the bottom position starting the second period here. We're 125 to go. Still with a one-point lead. As Otto from Coleman is trying to work that half, trying to power that power half. Got a one-leg hook. Trying to hip Grant over. Grant's doing a good job keeping his base. Now he's trying to step over. He's able to. He's able to clear everything and get on top. Gets the two-point reversal, so a 4-1 lead, just under a minute to go. You might want to try to ride him here. Just don't get in trouble. He's trying to go to that cradle lock. Jeff Campbell's on the edge of his chair there, hoping to get Grant Matthews here to get a third-place medal. Grant's doing a good job just riding. And to keep good hands, good breakdowns, which he does. He breaks that hip down to 24 seconds here in the second period. Now he's got Otto on his back. Otto tried to roll through, but Grant's got him in trouble here. He's got near fall looking for a pin. He's down to 12 seconds in the second period. If he could get the pin here, he's got to cinch it up here. He's down to just 5 seconds. There it is. 2 seconds left on the clock. Nice. Win there for Grant Matthews, a sophomore from Riverdale, gets third place. He gets himself a 2-minute and 58-second pin there as he defeats Kane Otto from Coleman, the senior. Grant Matthews places third as a sophomore here at State. 4 wins here in sophomore season. That is a nice start to your high school wrestling career. Earlier tonight, or this afternoon, Riley Wanick of Riverdale placed sixth in his weight class. And tonight, Brody Meese of the Chieftains will be going for a state championship. Way to get Grant Matthews a win. Yeah.
Nice job. Let's take a break. We'll come back and recap as our session is complete. Back in a moment from Madison. This is State Tournament Saturday on WRCO Sports.
When you visit the Shoebox, it's like going back in time, with customer service being the number one priority. Now is the time to visit the Shoebox, with track, baseball, and softball season soon getting underway. The Shoebox takes pride in making sure all athletes get the pair of shoes they need to compete at a high level. From the beginner athlete all the way to the pros, you'll receive service like it ought to be at the Shoebox in Black Earth.
All-American is your headquarters for Milwaukee Electric Tools and Accessories. See our complete display of Sawzalls, drills, impact saws, bits and blades, hand tools and accessories, including the M18 Fuel line of products. Get Milwaukee-branded gear to wear at the job site. Plus, check out the accessories for the Packout Modular Storage System and get your equipment organized. All-AmericanDoItCenter.com in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before.
We're proud to bring high school tournament wrestling coverage to you right here on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Well, a busy afternoon session. They are rolling up four of the remaining mats. And we have the format for tonight's championship matches. Two will be devoted to Division One, two to Division Two, two to Division Three. No, one for each. One for each. It's been a long day, but a good session for local wrestlers, including those we just mentioned before break from Riverdale. Great session for Iowa Grand Highland. Richland Center came away with a couple of place winners. Emma Hady is fourth for the Hornets. As a senior for the girls, Steve Perkins is sixth for the boys. And just a good tournament so far, David. Anything stand out for you in this particular session?
Well, I just think the guys we watched wrestled hard. Some obviously didn't win, but they still fought hard. And the ones that did win, it was fun to watch. The guys like Grant Matthews at the end there and Iowa Grand Highland bouncing back after not having a very good semifinal round last night and wrestled hard today and advanced and still got Biba to look forward to. All in all, yeah, it was a good day and a lot of good wrestling and place winners.
We have a lot to be proud of. Our wrestlers in our corner of the state, we are honored to represent them here on Press Row. Thanks for joining us throughout this afternoon. Again, the schedule for tonight, the doors open at 4 o'clock if you're going to come down and be a patron and watch these championship matches. You will be pleased as championships in all four tournaments, 1, 2, 3 for the boys and the girls overall tournament. Matches will be at 5:30 this afternoon. I didn't think we were supposed to be cheering from that press box up there, but it sure sounds like somebody is. Anyway, here we go. David, thanks for joining us this afternoon. We're honored to have had Jeff Campbell, the coach for the Riverdale Chieftains, join us as well, and we are always appreciative of the coaches that cooperate, not only with us here at the state tournament, but throughout the year with Phil Nee. All those interviews you hear, they take the time to highlight their boys and girl wrestlers, and we appreciate them sharing with us. Well, we'll be back with the championship session shortly after 5:30 tonight. Join us for that. Have a pleasant afternoon. For David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining. This has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports.
Was Herb Alpert with Zorba the Greek, and I'm Timothy. I'm not Simo. Simo, we're going to be having come up here pretty soon. We have a condensed version of Simo, just a shortened version, and actually Simo will be coming up at the 2 o'clock hour, but I'm going to entertain you with some Simo-like music up until that hour, hoping your Saturday is a great one, and hope you enjoyed wrestling, and as we know, we have the championship matches coming up tonight at 5:30, so Bill Twining and David Werman will be bringing you that at around 5:30. And just wanted to pass along from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, found by the middle school, two hound dogs, and one of the dogs is at the person that called in is at their residence. If this sounds like your dogs, if you're missing two hound dogs, give a call to 608-206-9642. And just kind of let you know that right now our temperature is 33 degrees according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge at 134, and look for partly sunny and a bit breezy conditions for the rest of today with the highs in the 40s, and we're not quite there yet, but looks like we might get to there, and then variable cloudy tonight with a low of 30 and partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 54. And just wanted to let you know about a couple events that are going on too, and then we'll get back to the music. First of all, there is a bake sale fundraising going on at the Riverdale Nursing Home in Muscadet. That's going on until 3 o'clock or until sold out. Also going on tonight, the Knights of Columbus of Union Center, Waniwak, and Elroy is hosting a spaghetti dinner fundraiser for Greg Nurk of Hillsboro, and that's going to be from 5 to 8 at the American Legion Hall in Elroy. Funds raised will support Greg in his cancer battle. The evening will also include a bake sale and silent auction. The silent auction will end at 7. Okay, it's time to do the twist with Mr. Chubby Checker.
Come on, do the trust.
Yeah.
somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be the king, you may possess the world and its gold. Ah, the gold won't bring you happiness when you're growing real old. The world still is the same, you'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, oh, you're nobody to some. Somebody to love.
The world's still the same, you'll never change it.
As sure as the stars shine above, oh, you're nobody to somebody. Somebody to love.
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. Be loved by anyone. It's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to do. Why can't this crazy love be more. It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Oh, 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 oh.
Felt like doing the Carlton dance to that one. That was Tom Jones with It's Not Unusual. Before that, we had a little bit of Dean Martin with You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You. And right now it's 33 degrees at 145. And coming up shortly at the top of the hour, we'll be bringing you Saturdays with Simo. We'll have a shortened edition of that coming up. And then after that, we'll have the news at 5. I'll be bringing you the news at 5. And then we'll be bringing you State Wrestling after that around 5:30. And then once wrestling is over, we will have Those Were the Days with Phil Nee. Phil made a recording of Those Were the Days, so be sure to tune into that so we get some great entertainment coming up here, right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And also remember, today is spring training, the opening spring training game for the Brewers, so we'll be having the Brewers against the Padres in spring training action over on WRCE. First pitch is at 2:10 with the pregame starting at around 2, and you can hear that once again on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for classic rock and roll hits on Saturday night following high school sports coverage. Those were the days. The best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s will come your way with some great hits as always. We've been here since 1986, and we hope to keep on keeping on. Those Were the Days is sponsored by A&W Boscobel, along with Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales and Center Cinema Twins, Turbos in Hub City, Town & Country TV and Appliance, Mindham Wealth Advisory Group, Julie Care and State Farm Insurance, and Jay's Power Center. Join the radio fun until the midnight hours Saturday night. It's WRCO's Those Were the Days on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Someday I hope to make him mine, all mine. I'm sleeping and right in the middle of a good dream. Like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room. I think I love you. Up against, I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about. I only wanna make you happy, and if you say hey go away I will, but I think better still I'd better stay around and love you. Do you think I have a case? Let me ask you to your face. Do you think you love me? I think I love you. I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
I think I love you.
The sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell.
Partly sunny and a bit breezy today, highs in the 40s, winds southwest 7 to 17. Variably cloudy tonight with a low of 30. Partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 54 and mostly clear and quiet. Tomorrow night still mild with a low of 29. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are